The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Eek. In today's episode, we talk about holiday drama between family. Even just, where are we going to have Thanksgiving dinner?
Ugh.
And my mom sends me a text.
Dang.
In the middle of the conversation.
In real life.
Man.
You got to
listen today because I was like, I wonder if my mom's listening. I don't know. I don't care because sometimes she gets a little upset when I reveal our family secrets.
Oh,
ain't no secret here. Yeah, well, there's no secrets here. We're very open and honest about our lives because no families are perfect. But anyway, take a listen to this episode and tell me what you think about what I said. Do you think I was a little out of line for what I said about my mama? Check it out. Serious question, Automatic Anthony A. When's the last time you wrote a paper check? Good morning. It's Thursday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. No, seriously. When's the last time? I write a check every single month, and the reason I do it is so I don't forget how. Because you lose these skills. No, I'm serious. I write the check to myself. I mail it. I fill out the envelope or envelope. And because people don't even know how to fill out an envelope anymore. My sister-in-law said she had some interns in, and she said, hey, mail this letter. And the girl was like, I don't know how to do that.
Dana, when's the last time you filled out a real one, not for mock or practice?
Well, it's a real one.
But
I'm playing running.
Why are you writing yourself checks is my question.
Because like when I have to
send... As somebody who shares a bank account with you, I had no idea that this was happening.
I have to put it in there to cover the HOA. I just do it for practice, like Anthony says, but it's real money,
bro. I haven't used one in a while. The closest thing I've done to writing a check is a money order for a new apartment.
A money order? Yeah. I ain't even heard of that in like a decade.
Well, you have to use them.
You get those at the post office. I do money orders. That's about it. I can't remember the last time I wrote a check.
That's big time right there.
I write checks all the time. I wrote Anthony a check the other day. I wrote a check for my daughter the other day. I write because of business. I still write checks all the time.
Last question. Do you write in cursive or do you print?
I do my cursive/print like kind of thing. I don't know what it's called. It's the DJ Automatic style of writing.
And that's why I practice writing checks because you forget. All right.
I can't write in cursive anymore.
National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, we'll kick it off with, of course, it's National Veterans Day.
Oh, shout out to the vets out there. Thank you so much. We love you, including all of those in my familia.
Love it. And we also have National Metal Day. And surprisingly, it's National Singles Day.
Singles?
Yeah, like celebrating singlehood.
It's kind of a random day for
all my single people out there. All my single people out there. This is for y'all, dude.
No, but this is a big one because there's more single people now than married people for the first time in the country. People are getting married when they get older. They're waiting longer to get married. Although Gen Z is more interested in getting married than millennials.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a lot of benefits of going into the holidays single. That's all I got to say. So love your life if you are.
Really, Anthony? Is there?
Hell yeah.
How come they got the short end of the stick? Who gets a singles day on a Thursday? What are you going to do? It's like, I don't know.
Yo, we got National Metal Day, but yo, this is great. It's National Sunday, as in Sunday Ice Cream Day.
My favorite Sunday, hot fudge. Man, when you put it on top of the ice cream and it just kind of melts it and makes it all gooey.
I just had a genius idea. Ask somebody on a date for a Sunday.
Let's go.
We won't be single anymore. Nobody turns down any kind of ice cream.
I don't think that's player, but you know what? You sound like the guy on Scarface. You want to go get some ice cream? Remember when Tony Montana said it?
You want some ice cream? With my fun of me?
Get lost, greaseball.
You said ice cream?
Girl like ice cream.
Oh, come on, man. That's not going to work.
It doesn't work. It didn't work then. It's not working now.
So you mean flipping my tongue at people?
That was the other guy. That might work better in 2021.
I got to watch my fun. He's going to stick his tongue out to that girl.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Where do you spend Thanksgiving when one family says we're having it and the other side of the family says we're having it and you stuck in the middle? I had this woman send me a message on Facebook. She said she was in tears writing it because her man and her, they moved in together about 8 months ago. And man, his family has a big old shindig and her family has a big old shindig.
This is one of the holidays I don't like is when people feel the stress to bring themselves to tears or something like that.
Yeah, it's supposed to be beautiful, right? You spend time with family. Oh, by the way, I have a study from a psychologist, family therapist.
I'm not crying about going to a party, I'll tell you that. It's not that big a deal.
No, but you do get stressed about pleasing your family.
There you go.
Because it's like a tug of war.
You would have to care in order to get stressed. I don't get stressed about it.
I care a lot, you know, but I will be honest with you. I moved out really young. My daughter and I, Kirsten, you know, I had my baby when I was 15. I left home because my family's crazy. And we could never get together and have a beautiful Thanksgiving or Christmas. It always started out that way and it ended with punches and guns.
Oh, wow.
So it's dangerous when family gets together. And I'm not exaggerating.
So a lot of your family just came to it early on in your life, at least, that you guys just aren't going to be getting together.
Or get together at your own risk.
See, and
you know what I'm saying? One or the other.
And I guess that
don't bring out the tequila.
That has to ease the stress, though, for you, right, Automatic? Because you don't have to worry about going
The worst part is none of us were even drinking.
No. No, for me, I don't get stressed about it because I don't really care. As long as I'm like at a house that has a TV that has football
but
on it.
But since your parents have separated, it's made it even harder.
Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, like I said, my sister and my sister-in-law, they're trying to fight about who's going to have Thanksgiving this year. And I don't care who has Thanksgiving.
Well, my mom's talking crap about my stuffing. One year, I made stuffing badly. One year. And it was the year that my nana passed away.
Now Dana can't cook.
No.
Bro, I'm like, seriously? And my daughters are calling me saying, Mom, we want you to make the stuffing. I said, you let your grandma make the stuffing. Mom, we want, you know, she keeps saying that one year the sage and la la. I'm like, just let her make it. I'll make some on the side. Nobody's got to know.
Dude, meanwhile, my mom's just saying, hey, meet me at the horse track. They're doing meals over there.
She
I'm
don't
not
care.
Cooking
where do you
anything.
Go?
Yeah.
You're going to go to the house, the girl you're dating now? You're going to go to her family's house?
Yeah, we'll go to her family's house. But even with my family.
You damn right you'll be there.
Because you ain't
you're
got nowhere
be
else
there
to go.
And you're
going to
be happy about it.
Right. But even my family's always been, my family growing up is always military based. So everyone is kind of scattered throughout the world anyway. So our Thanksgiving dinners is usually only like the cousins who are in town, maybe. So it's
just
like,
show up wherever.
It's literally like, yeah, it's like show up wherever. Or it's like an hour long. So it's not these big, long ordeals.
No, I get it. But everybody's different. These families are very traditional, and she's asking for our help. Before I share what this expert family therapist has to say, let's take a call. Ram, how do you handle this?
Obviously, if you're trying to go to different families, just split one. Pick one holiday. Like, if she's picking Thanksgiving with hers and do Christmas with his.
I like that idea. Instead
that
of
that makes way
to
too much sense, Ram. We're trying to figure out how to, you know, to like do something that's going to cause
you
most
want,
drama
you be
possible.
Do a coin toss, heads or tails.
You know what? That's a good idea.
That makes another way to make too much
that's
sense,
neutral,
Ram.
Be like, hey, I can't. So
and nobody cries about it. They just accept it.
You're always going to have somebody who complains. But I mean, what can you do? You can't please everybody.
There you go. Ooh,
there you go. That's it.
If you try pleasing everybody, you're never going to be happy. You're always going to have somebody complain.
And you could end up fighting with your significant other. That's what they're doing. They're fighting amongst themselves because of the other family. And that's not fair.
Obviously, your family's going to want you with their side, and then hers is going to want her with her side. So
you just have Thanksgiving at my house, and everybody come over and whoever shows up.
Or you could have Thanksgiving at home alone. Nobody.
Dude, and no drama.
Just you and the football games.
Hit a casino. Be like,
hey, just don't bother me from 3 o'clock on.
All right. So according to WeddingWire.com, this family therapist, Mrs. D, says you should split your day and you have to be firm in telling your parents, I'll come here in the morning and here in the afternoon. And if they won't come to an agreement, then you transition holidays. We'll do Christmas with you and Thanksgiving over here. And that's all there is to it. Or you will cause battles between you and your partner, like what's happening with a woman who wrote me on Facebook.
Does it say anything about having, like, you know, maybe a brother, sister that has a significant other that you aren't crazy about?
That's real deep. And we have to get into a whole other study. And we'll save that one for next
week. That's not like a personal request there, DJ.
Obviously it is.
We got thinking about, like, the holidays.
Did she write a chapter about absolutely crazy families? Probably. Okay. And we'll explore that next week.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How in the world did Kim Kardashian make $1 million in under 1 minute? I'll explain everything right now, this story, and of course we got more because it's Daily Dirt time to best gossip. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays first.
Hide your wife, Jeff Bezos. It's Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday.
That video, she is swooning over Mr. DiCaprio like the rest of the world. That's the only man that's ever kind of messed with Rihanna. Remember, she was chasing him around at parties. Sick, I've never seen her act like that with anybody.
If you can make the most wealthy man in the world nervous, you are doing something right.
I know, that's right. Okay, so let's talk about not the wealthiest man. The sexiest man in America, according to People Magazine, is 52-year-old Paul Rudd.
I'm going to own this. I'm not going to try and, you know, just be so self-modest. I'm getting business cards made.
I love Paul. Paul Rudd, and I've loved him since Clueless. We talked about that.
He doesn't look any different from Clueless.
He doesn't. He looks so good. He shared his skin regimen. Would you like it?
Yes, I want to know how. Okay. What is he doing?
Concealer and eye cream every night. He smooshes it in with his ring finger DJ Automatic, just like I tell you to do. SPF and, you know, moisturizer and vitamin C and all that good stuff. Everything that I tell you to do, Otto. That's why people always say your skin is glowing.
Go, too bad I just don't look like him.
You're better looking than Paul Rudd.
Okay? Oh, well, we don't agree on that.
I said that. All right. G-Eazy has adopted an abused puppy from an Adoption Day event. He named the little pity Phoenix, and he's so cute. I think this is a good look for G-Eazy, but more importantly, he did something great for a dog.
Get out there and adopt a dog, pet. I mean, he made more news for adopting a dog than he did for punching somebody in a bar.
Why you gotta bring that up?
They should have named the dog Publicist. That's what they should have done.
Because I'm trying to get G-Eazy street cred up, okay?
And then finally, Kim Kardashian made $1 million in under 1 minute when her brand Skims, the shapewear line, collaborated with Fendi. And they're actually the ones that reached out to her.
Now, when I got that call, I was like so honored, and I just felt like it just made sense, and it was such a cool idea and something that hadn't been done before.
And now 300,000 people are on the wait list for the next drop. So obviously we're getting Skims and Fendi part 2.
This is a real question. Can you see that it says Fendi on them
all
somewhere?
All over it. There's F's everywhere.
Okay, but don't you wear Skims underneath your clothes so nobody can see them?
If you have a body like Kim Kardashian, you wear them however you want, okay? I would wear them under my clothes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, the joys of online dating. One woman named Ashley got on Tinder, swiped right, and her and Paul were talking for months. She decided to meet him with her BFF at Longhorn Steakhouse, where he said, I'll buy you both dinner. Ooh. She hugs him. She shakes his hand. He's like, oh, I forgot my wallet in the car.
Huh, of course.
He disappears. No, he never comes back, and she's heartbroken. She said he must have not liked me. He didn't think I was cute. And her friend's like, that's okay. I'll buy you dinner. Let's go to Mickey D's. Let's get out of this restaurant where the bad memories already began. They walk out of the restaurant, and they see him in his car. Like, wait a minute, he's still there.
What?
So her best friend walks over to Paul and says, what did you do? Realizes Paul is naked, rolls down his window and says, hey, ladies, want a threesome?
What?
What is wrong with you people? What is wrong with you people?
It's a solid approach to it.
And then they both answered, not without you paying for dinner. I'm just kidding. They reported him and they left. I feel so sorry for people who have to online date.
So wait,
now
he was just sitting naked in his car outside of a steakhouse?
Waiting for these two women to come look for him.
Well, I mean, if you ever try to position a threesome, it's kind of difficult. So I think that's like one way to get into it, right?
So you're saying that's a solid approach?
Well, I mean, you
know. No, because it didn't work. It absolutely didn't work.
He ended up going to jail though, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know if they caught him or not. She
Hopefully
said she has no
he doesn't
idea
have to go see this judge in Georgia. So listen to what this guy just proposed.
Judge has ordered the elf on a shelf banished out of Cobb County.
Banished?
It says the elves are a distraction to school students and a risk to the emotional health and well-being of young children.
Who is this judge? Is he out of his mind or she out of her mind?
Well, if you don't know where Cobb County is, that's outside of Atlanta. Some of it is actually inside of Atlanta. And this judge doesn't want to do anything that has to do with voter suppression or maybe even ending child hunger. He wants to ban Elf on a Shelf. So if there's anything that you could ban during Christmas, what would it be?
Family fights. That means I could never get together with my family ever again.
Dude, I'll have to go with Christmas music before Thanksgiving.
I agree 100%.
He could have done us all a favor and got rid of fruitcake.
Oh, we don't even eat fruitcake.
Yeah, because I banned it years ago.
You know who's not eating fruitcake? This woman from Houston. You want to know what she did? She literally stole her cousin's $1 million lottery ticket and only gave him $13,000 back.
Oh.
What was the lottery ticket worth?
That's right, yo.
She's a fruitcake.
The lottery ticket was worth $1 million, and a man, in order to protect his identity, asked his cousin to cash in the lottery ticket for him in exchange for $50,000. She went ahead and cashed it in, kept the majority of it, actually a lump sum over $500,000, and it gave him $13,000 back. After a couple weeks of saying, hey, you know what? This isn't right. The cousin got a lawyer, they pressed charges, and yes, she is now in jail on these charges.
Wow.
Oh, dude, it'd be your family members, the closest ones to you.
I think it's safe for me to say he's not bailing her out of jail.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Man, I remember when Netflix raised the price to $17.99 a month, and I was like, is it worth it? Hey, there's a show coming to Netflix. that makes me think it's totally worth it. I'll tell you what it is right now in case you missed it. You always kick this segment off. DJ Automatic, go first.
So are you sick of your boss texting you all hours of the night or just any time after work?
Yeah.
Well, you might want to move to Portugal because the country just made it illegal for bosses to contact you after work. The government also made it mandatory for employees to get paid for at-home work expenses like internet and power bills. And listen to this one. This is the one I really like. The boss can no longer monitor employees when they work from home, so no more Zoom calls from home at all.
Oh, you don't have to do Zoom calls at all?
No.
Man, one of our salespeople here, Hank, would love that. He hates Zoom calls. Do you think that's fair? Do you think Americans work too much? Are we stressing ourselves out?
Because
we work all the time.
I think if you're working from home or, you know, the way that the world works now is that you have to have your workspace and you have to have your home space. And those two have combined because of the pandemic, or they did. And now it's like you have to really separate them.
But even before the pandemic, though, do you have your email notifications on?
Yes.
Dude, constantly.
Yo, I turn my email notifications off.
You did?
Because
I can't get a hold of you.
Exactly. He thinks he lives in Portugal.
Speaking of not getting a hold of, ladies, you might not be able to get a hold of a new man. Check this out. Match.com recently did a study and they found that 81% of guys don't care about sex as much as they used to pre-pandemic.
Wait, guys are less interested in sexy time?
Yes, the research goes on to say that men lost interest in sex due just to being on their own for the most time. So you know, you got a lot of OnlyFans, you got a lot of webcams, you got a lot of only, you know, taking care of this myself.
I was going to say, we've taken on a prison mentality.
Exactly.
This is a big problem. You know, in Asian countries, birth rates are down because men are spending more time online than on the woman.
I was going to say, I think it sounds like men are just found a way to please themselves and they don't feel like they need women.
That is so boring. What is that?
Have you seen some of those websites? They're not boring.
Dude, man, yeah, you don't have to deal with the complications of a relationship.
It's not complicated. It's love. When in the world...
Love is complicated.
It is, but when in the world did your computer become more interesting than having a real person to share your life with? Like, I love fighting with you.
Proven right there.
Yeah,
anyway, that might not have been the best-selling point. Get off the computer, guys, and get back into Tinder or Bumble or something. Go meet a woman.
Thanks.
All right, so in case you missed it, Netflix got that premium for $17.99 a month, but that's okay, because Squid Game 2 is coming.
Whoa, I'm excited about that.
Yes, yes, yes. The Netflix suspense thriller Squid Game will return for a second season. Creator Wong Hyuk confirmed plans to the AP when he was in LA. He says, quote, "There's been so much pressure, so much demand, and so much love for a second season. The people left us no choice. We are in the planning process. That's code for we are going to get the bag first." Because they didn't make a lot of money off the first
one. Well, they got to figure out what's going to happen after the, you know, the airport terminal.
No, they figured that out. They need money. They didn't make a lot of money off of Squid Game 1.
Them.
Oh, they're going to get paid this time. 3 billion minutes have been watched of Squid Game, the first series. 3 billion. And they made pennies on the dollar. So they're going to get their bag, and then we're going to get Squid Game 2. I can write, because I already came up with a whole scenario. Remember we were walking? I wrote the whole show
Dana
for him.
Dana thinks he wrote Squid Game 2 already. So, right, I mean, if they're listening, you know what? Actually, Dana, go ahead. Tell them your theory.
I will for a contract. Give me some money, and I'll tell you how it ends.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Are you freaking sick of pumpkin spice latte?
Yep.
There's some new drinks rolling out at Starbucks. I'll tell you what they are right now. Inside Food News, it's hottest hashtags on your... It is Thursday, right?
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, man. Friday's Eve. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Lil Spoon.
This is crazy news. A 16-year-old girl reported missing from Asheville, North Carolina, was saved after she flashed a hand signal known to mean violence at home or domestic violence. She learned it on TikTok. So she was on a Kentucky highway flashing the signal. A driver recognized the motion, called authorities. Authorities pulled the car over, arrested the 61-year-old man who's now in custody, and delivered the teen safely back to her parents.
Wow. I read a little more into that story. I guess she had gone with the man, and then the man wouldn't let her go after a little while. Yeah.
Let me tell you something, parents, we've said it over and over again. Watch what your children are doing on social media. It's not an invasion of privacy. It's your duty.
Yes.
It's your duty. All right, and in food news, Starbucks just launched their holiday menu, and there's more than just pumpkin spice latte, peppermint mocha, caramel brulee, chestnut praline. Oh my gosh, I love this one. The toasted white chocolate mocha latte is so good. Irish cream cold brew, which, I mean, that stuff is delicious, but they got a brand new one. Sugar cookie almond latte. That just sounds
like a Starbucks commercial is what it sounds like.
I don't know. I'm telling you now, I want to pull, my mouth is watering.
I'm going to double down on the Starbucks commercial right now too, because what I love about this time of the year is they bring back their turkey holiday panini.
Yes.
Whoa, bro.
They got a little cranberry in there.
Yo, son, what?
I'm going to make sure you know it's not a Starbucks commercial because their app crashed the other day.
Oh. Well, it might still be because obviously you were ordering from Starbucks. All right, National Day, Anthony.
We'll kick it off with National Veterans Day.
Hey, salute. Shout out to our veterans. Salute all of you, including those that served in our families. We all have people in our families who served.
It's always fun when Thursday is a Sunday. It's National Sunday, as in the ice cream day.
Yeah, man.
I love a good
Starbucks
Sunday.
Starbucks should serve a Sunday.
Or how about this? If you see a single person, buy them something, because it's National Singles Day.
Singles Day. Yeah. Okay, what is this? Can you break this down?
So this is
when you don't have a significant other, Dana.
I know that.
But this day actually celebrates being alone. It's originally a Chinese holiday.
Okay.
And surprisingly, this is one of the best shopping days in the world. It blows out Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And it's also on November 11th because all the digits in the day are single digits.
Like this idea, though. I like this idea because as a single person, you should be able to reward yourself with something. Just because you don't have a significant other or you're not having a baby shower or a wedding shower or an engagement party, give yourself something.
Just remember, though, it's 11-11. You can wish for a significant other.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
11-11, so you know it's going to be a very special Music Facts here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And Music Facts is always brought to you by the DJ, DJ Automatic. Go ahead, man.
Happy birthday to John B. Baby girl, keep it real here. Are you still down? Yeah, girl,
it's all right, baby. Let me tell you something. That man has some sexy music back in the day.
Soulful man right there. All right, now we're going to go to 1997 when Timberland and Magoo, yes, Timberland, the producer, super producer, and Magoo, they had their debut album, Welcome to Our World. The album went platinum.
I don't even really remember that song very well.
Well, the album went platinum, and Timberland is, in my opinion, the greatest hip-hop producer of all time.
All right, that's a good debate right there. Go ahead, Otto.
All right, now we're going to go to 2010 when T.I. begins serving an 11-month sentence in Arkansas federal prison. The sentence was actually stemmed from the drug charges. Remember, he got picked up in L.A. He was driving through Beverly Hills, and I think he had some ecstasy this time.
Ooh. All right. No
well,
comment.
he was with Tiny when they got picked up. You know?
Lovers that. Weekend over there, rubbing the armchairs. Wow.
I bet he wasn't having that good a time in prison.
No. And now in 2016, A Tribe Called Quest releases its final album, We Got It From Here. Thank You For Your Service. The comeback album was actually their first album since 1998's The Love Movement, and it will be their final album because Fife Dog had passed a couple months earlier. Rest in peace to Fife Dog, which we all loved. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week.
She simply said no, label me a... I said, how you... Yeah, that's crazy. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm this Tribe Called Quest aficionado. I do remember, though, when Drake shouted him out. You remember this? Tell me, can we kick it like Ali Shaheed and Fife Dog? People really hate when a backpack rabbit get rich and start living that life, dog. This has to be one of the most influential groups in hip-hop ever.
In my opinion, the greatest hip-hop group ever.
You'll hear a lot of Fife Dog and Mac Miller lyrics as well, too. So,
yeah. Music Facts only here on The Dana Cortez Show every Monday through Friday. Catch us at this time.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
New love is a beautiful thing, but it gets stressed out when it comes to holiday season. So we're going to give you 3 tips of things you should and shouldn't do for your new love to survive this holiday season. I'd like to welcome you to 2 Dudes.
1 Studio.
Recap segment of The Dana Cortez Show. And you're probably thinking, what are you 2 dudes qualified and to be giving us this relationship
advice? I was going to say, are we playing Cupid today?
No, we're playing Cupid, Automatic. But you've been in in new relationships. Obviously, you're married.
Yeah.
And you, but you've been in new relationships where it's come time to now go meet the whole family at Thanksgiving.
Stressful.
Or meet the whole family at Christmas. And then you got to mix in your family. Do you invite her? Do you not? It's tough, dog. And you'll be surprised. Almost close to 60% of new relationships don't survive the holiday season.
What? I didn't know that.
It's a stressful time for everybody.
Well, so, I mean, it makes sense because like it kind of tells you where you're at in the relationship. You don't get invited to Christmas or you don't get invited to Thanksgiving. Dude, guess what?
Have you ever had a Thanksgiving holiday go wrong with the new girl?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no. Dude.
My family loves me. Come on.
Really? Bro, I'm not going to say one of my ex's girlfriend's dad was racist.
Stupid.
But he had some takes that really bothered me. And I had to reserve myself. And that's one thing you should do this holiday season. Remember, when you're at the dinner table, don't speak your mind all the time.
Well, I mean, if somebody's saying some racist
listen, you know, do you want to stay there? Do you want leftovers or not?
Do you want that pumpkin pie?
All right.
Or are you going to take a little racism?
Yo, the dad was a joke, but he had a good barbecue later on in the year. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? All right, go ahead, dude. But that's actually one of the things you should consider is family members at the dinner table. Are they going to say anything that's going to offend your new partner this, yes or no?
Of course they are.
Right? And is your partner the one to speak back? Or is he going to be respectful?
You better stand up for me.
All right. Another thing you should do during the holiday season is openly discuss gifts. If you're going to be doing gifts. I know I jumped to Christmas right away.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be talking about gifts and doing gifts, don't be afraid to openly talk about it.
And nobody likes White Elephant, okay?
Oh, yeah, dude. Nobody does that. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with here is don't assume you're invited to every single party.
Oh.
That's a big thing. You have work parties. You have this. You have that. Don't worry. And if you don't go, if you're not there for every single party, it doesn't mean the end of the relationship.
Well, I mean, if you get invited to Thanksgiving and you don't get invited to the work party, I'd be worried.
Oh,
because her work husband could be a whole other thing.
Oh, like Jim and Pam from The Office. That's what happened. Yo, if they're going to the work party solo, be worried, my G. That relationship might be over before New Year's. Have a beautiful Thursday. The Dana Cortez Show loves you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can we talk about winning $500,000 in cash, okay? Because that's what you bring it home. You bring about $500,000 home. And your cousin, somebody you love, steals it from you. Your own family takes your money. Now she's in jail. She could have had $50,000, but greed, man. Greed, one of the seven deadlies.
I want to almost bail her out of pettiness.
What? So she can steal from you?
No, well, no, not her. Not me. If I had the money, if I was a cousin and I had the money, I would bail her out of pettiness.
I would let her rot for just being stupid to think that she's going to get away with taking $500,000 from me. Come on.
Damn.
But she could have had $50,000. Now she has nothing. Now she has a record. Now she has trouble finding jobs, you know?
Damn, dog.
All right. Here's more of the podcast now.